views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And yes, that was Stevie Wonder with a little Sonny, because it's time for a talk about some Sonny's Barbecue. And we got Elton Scott here in the studio looking pretty sunny.
It's the Always Sunny Show. Yes. Perfect intro, you know.
How about that? Isn't that the perfect song?
Hey, you pulled one out of the archives, as they say. I've never heard that song.
You never heard that song?
No, I'm not a music aficionado.
This has to be your theme song. It's Sonny, Stevie Wonder, I Love You, all the... Oh, gosh, I've just dated myself.
I'm going to have to go listen to it. I like it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's a great song.
Well, good morning, Meg. How are you?
Good morning, Eldon. I am good. I'm actually happy that it's actually sunny today.
It is sunny. Yeah, it was rainy a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather it has rolled in, that nice, crisp 40-degree morning.
It was a little chilly, but I kind of love it because I only have about 3 sweaters, so... This is the time I get to pull them out.
Must be a Florida girl.
You think? Although right now it's the Florida girl thing where you put a sweater on in the morning and then you take it out the afternoon, and by the end of the day you're in a tank top.
Yeah, yeah. So, tis the season. That's just the way it is around here.
Well, I know, because we're friends on Facebook, I don't know how you do it all. Your schedule is out of this world. You did a lot for the community this week, and that's one of the things I love about Sonny's Barbecue is y'all make an investment in our community. Absolutely. So just kind of give us a recap of all the different things.
I don't even know if I can remember all the things.
Do we have time for everything?
Well, last night we joined the Pensacola Young Professionals for the nonprofit mixer. So we had a great time. We were at the Pensacola Museum of Commerce downtown.
Right.
And we served a little Sonny's Barbecue, did some of our appetizers. We did some pulled pork sliders, some of our barbecue meatballs.
Very nice.
Some of our smoked chicken wings.
And I'm guessing you don't get any complaints from those young professionals when you're serving up the barbecue.
No. Not at all.
They love that.
They just needs to be more.
Bring us more.
So. True. And we had plenty, so I had a few people take some to-go plates home. You know, So, it was always a good time and a great, great fellowship. Lots of various nonprofits that were there. Fred Levin Foundation sponsored the event.
Very nice.
They have the Fred Levin Way event that it's coming up in the spring. I believe it's in early April, so it was a great event. They said they had almost 10,000 people turn out last year.
Wow.
For that. So over 60 local nonprofits set up different services that provided to the community. So it was great to be a part of that event last night, and just had a good time.
That sounds great.
As we like to say, spreading the spirit of barbecue.
There you go. Yeah. So now, speaking of spirit, this is the spirited season, the holidays, catering, employee parties, parties, bingo club parties, and
all the parties, for sure.
I know you offer catering and you have banquet rooms available.
We do.
Talk a little bit about that, because I'm guessing with this Thanksgiving, I can't believe Thanksgiving's next week.
Mm-hmm.
People would need to make reservations now, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, trying to get in for this week, I mean, there may be a few availabilities. With our two locations, we have banquet rooms. So our Navy Boulevard location, we can host 75, and we do it buffet style, so we get everybody fed in a nice, quick manner. Don't want everybody, hungry.
Right.
So we have it ready to go and ready to eat. And then also our 9th Avenue location, we can serve up to 40 there. And so
you can
just call those stores directly, or you can call me and I can help you give it out every time. 850-418-3331. That's my personal cell phone if you need to reach out. Or you can just reach out directly to that Navy Boulevard or 9th Avenue store for that banquet room. But for catering, so like today, I'm going to take some going to serve lunch to the Sandy Sansing crew out in Milton. So I'm going to leave and go load up and feed the crew over there. So we're going to do a little holiday feast with them.
Mr.
Chris Glover over there, known his wife since middle school. And so they reached out and said, hey, we need to have a good lunch for the boys. So we're going to have a good time and serve a little Sonny's Barbecue, some smoked ham, some smoked turkey.
You do this to me every Friday. He comes in and talks about all this delicious food, and I get so hungry. So speaking of food, so are there some things on the menu for the holiday season?
Well, let's talk about the holiday feast. So we have a special going on right now at Sunny's Barbecue, and this is nationwide at all Sunny's. Obviously, come see us here if you're local. We'd love to host you. But the holiday feast is $89.99, and that's going to be for up to 10 people. Now, obviously, if you got a bunch of fellas like me, you might need to pare it down to,
six or seven.
It does depend on the people. But, you know, for an average portion size, it's going to be plenty of food for 10 people. Then it's going to be about a 9-pound honey glazed ham. Now, it does have the bone. If you want to pay to have us slice it, we can do that. So it would be $99.99 if you want us to slice your ham or your turkey. So now you can pick that up hot, like say you have an office party this week, or you can opt to pick that up cold, like on Wednesday.
So you are going to be open Christmas Eve.
So we're going to be closed. We're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Eve, though, you could come by and pick it up.
Yes, ma'am. You can come by and pick it up on Thanksgiving Eve. We'll have that cold and ready for you. Ideally, get those orders in by Monday. That way they can have time to prep it and cool it. That way it's ready for you to heat and serve on Thanksgiving Day. So,
and so
that
each Sunny's store will be offering this.
Yes, ma'am.
So you just have to find the one that locations that's closest to you.
Here's one that's closest to you. Absolutely. Okay. And we'll talk about those locations in just a second. But let me finish some of the special things that we have for this holiday feast. So that honey glazed ham.
Yum.
Delicious. Or smoked turkey breast. Then we have something we don't normally have on the menu. We got whole buttered kernel corn. So
nice.
Delicious buttered corn. Mashed potatoes. We have cornbread casserole.
Okay.
And this might be the cream of the crop. The sweet potato casserole.
Yum. That sounds wonderful.
That's one you don't want to miss.
Yes.
Now, and then, of course, you can add on any of our additional sides that we normally have. So if you want some green beans, you can add on some green beans. Those are also available as options. Mac and cheese, some barbecue beans, coleslaw, potato salad. Any of those options are also available. But these are kind of the four that are special for this holiday feast in particular. So your cornbread muffins, if you want some buns, slider buns, any of those types of things. And you can't forget that good old Southern banana pudding.
Yes, sir. And the best part, I don't have to cook and I don't have to clean.
And it's nice and easy cleanup too. Just toss the pans out when you're done.
That is great.
Yeah.
So are we giving one of those away today?
We are.
Oh, we are?
Well, we're going to give away one of the spiral
the ham. Okay,
honey glazed
the ham. Okay, very good.
So we're going to give away one of the hams.
Okay.
And so let's see here.
How do you want to do it?
Do you want to do it now? Is it early?
We can do whatever you want, or we can wait. We can probably
do it now. Let's tease it a little bit. We're going to tease it a little bit, so stay tuned.
All right.
Don't get out of your car yet. That's what we say in radio, right?
Right.
Don't get out of your car yet. Just keep listening.
Okay.
But let's talk about the locations since, we need to cover that basis. So I have six stores that I work with. We have a store in Mobile. So if you have family or you're going over there, you can definitely visit them over there. They're off of Schillinger Road. Then we have a store in Fort Walton Beach. I also work with that store. And shout out to Escambia High School and Choctaw High School. Tonight they are playing in Choctaw for the, I think, Division 4 or Division 5, 5A
playoff game.
I believe it's a championship game.
Not yet.
So, and Sunny's is the official broadcast sponsor on ESPN Pensacola tonight. So you'll hear some of our commercials and Mr. Jeremy. And I believe Jeremy's going to be doing the broadcast. So Fort Walton Beach, you know, since they were playing over there in Choctaw, I had to give them a little quick shout out.
Absolutely.
And then our four stores that serve the Pensacola area. So we have our Pace location that's located on Highway 90 in front of Lowe's Home Improvement. I almost said Lowe's Barbecue, and it's not Lowe's Barbecue. It's Sunny's Barbecue in front of Lowe's Home Improvement.
Change everybody to barbecue.
And then we have our 9th Avenue location that's located just right there by the airport, kind of tucked behind the AutoZone there. Our Shelley Road location, which is off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10. And our Navy Boulevard location, just right at the end of Highway 98, just north of the main entrance of NAS Pensacola.
So you could contact any one of those if you wanted to get the holiday feast.
Yes, ma'am. The good old Google, as they say, can get you directly to the numbers. I would love to just like ramble them off and have them all memorized. I just don't.
Yeah.
But you can Google any of our Sunny's Barbecue locations. It'll tell you which one's closest and just give that store a call and then get you set up with that holiday feast. Or at that Navy Boulevard 9th Avenue location, they can get you set up with a banquet room if it's available.
And you do have a Facebook page, right?
We do. We have a Sonny's Barbecue Facebook page. I'm probably more active personally on my Facebook page. So if you want to follow me, all the adventures, it's Eldon with two E's, E-L-D-E-N. Last name Scott, S-C-O-T-T, and it's public, so you can find me. So,
all right. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, here with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue for Pep Talk. If you got a question, you want to ask him about the menu or something that's coming up, 850-437-1620. Give us a call or text. We would love to hear from you this morning as we get ready for the holidays.
Let me see here. It looked like, oh, no, no question. I was live on Facebook and I thought.
Ah, there you go.
I was going to say, if you go to look for Facebook, you're probably going to see a lot of fringe.
Cool.
I'm pretty
right.
easy to find. it's Red Fringe
here.
Friday. Yeah.
It's Red Fringe Friday, and he's here with his cowboy hat on.
Absolutely.
And look, wearing the part.
You know, I rolled out of the house this morning and I had to go get some things for an event tomorrow. And I was like, you know, I'm just not going to take the hat. I'm just running the store real quick. And then, of course, I saw the fellas from Pensacola Egg Fest. They're out at Florida Blue today doing a little sampling.
Okay. Yeah.
And saw them. So stopped and had to do the photo op without the hat. And I was like, of course, I forgot
the
hat.
Oh, you know. No. Heresy.
Yeah. Yeah.
we can't have that.
It just happens.
Well,
it
you
happens.
Got it on now. So you're looking the part again. So that's good.
So back to the banquet rooms. I also want to talk about our gift cards.
Yes.
So we have
perfect
a bonus bucks gift card program. And so I don't know if you've heard the commercial on the radio, but sweet and smoky ribs don't go good in stockings.
No.
They do
messy.
Not.
Messy.
So for your favorite barbecue lover, mm-hmm. come to Sonny's Barbecue and get some gift cards. And so what we're doing, for every $25 gift card that you purchase, we have a bonus bucks that we do. So you get $5 back, and those are able to be redeemed between January and February. And so, you know, everybody's giving the gift cards, and we don't tell, Meg.
That was my question.
Are we don't tell. If you want to give the $5 or you want to keep the $5, it's between you and you know who. Well, we got no business in
Eldon,
that.
Eldon,
so.
You know me too well. You know me too well. I would be inclined to keep that $5 so I could have a little Sonny's Barbecue myself.
I mean,
why not?
We won't tell. Okay. I promise.
All right.
Guaranteed. So
what do they do to get those? Again, go to the stores?
Just go to the stores. You can go, you know, any of the locations. They have gift cards ready and available, and also those bonus bucks. So just go in and get that favorite barbecue lover that gift card and know that they're going to be happy with a full belly of good old slow smoke Sonny's Barbecue.
Well, it's perfect for this time of year because at some point you are going to get tired of the leftovers, right?
Yeah.
So that day, that weekend after Thanksgiving when everybody's okay, we're done with the turkey sandwiches, and then you have a free gift card. You can go in and take the family in and have a great little meal,
exactly.
Or a big meal, I should say.
Yeah.
And still stay in the spirit of the holidays. And then going forward, what a great stocking
stuffer.
Yeah,
and it's a great opportunity, too, for, like, businesses. Like, you're doing,
of course. Christmas gifts for your employees.
Or you purchase the gift cards, and then, you know, you can use those bonus bucks to treat your employees to a nice luncheon in January, February. So that's a great opportunity.
That is smart,
You know, take advantage of something that we're doing as a nationwide promo to kind of help, you know, feed the whole crew.
Right.
So you treat your employees, they're happy, they get the gift card, they get to go have their own barbecue, and then you get to treat them again. So it's better than pizza, I promise. They're going to be way happier, way, way happier
no
with barbecue
doubt.
Than
no
pizza.
No doubt about that, because your menu is so amazing anyway.
Yeah, and we have a new menu rolling out. So something new that Sonny's is starting. We're starting a new seasonal menu, and I'm excited about it. And this is going to start actually on December 2nd.
Okay,
and
which is not that far away
now.
Not
that far away. We're going to get past. We're going to be there in a flash. So don't come in looking for these couple items I'm going to shout out right now.
Okay.
But today, but in about 2 weeks,
two weeks,
a little less than 2 weeks, we're going to have these on the menu on a regular basis. So a new dessert that we're going to have is a cinnamon apple bread pudding.
Yum.
With a sweet tea glaze.
Yummier,
exactly. So at Egg Fest, I cooked what I called the burnt in smoking gun sandwich, which was a spin on a new sandwich that we're going to have on our menu. I say a new sandwich. It used to be on the menu many years ago, and it's a fan favorite, so we're bringing it back. The smoking gun burger, it's a chopped brisket burger, sandwich.
Sandwich, okay.
Chopped brisket sandwich with our jalapeno cheddar hot link. With red onion, banana pepper, and our sweet sauce. So it's a great sandwich.
That sounds
so that's
wonderful.
Coming back. We're doing some candied bacon mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. That just sounds really good.
You're doing so
it to
good.
Me, I'm getting
And then we're bringing back two specialty wings also. We're bringing back the Florida Smoking Citrus Wings and the Alabama White Sauce Wings. So you can get those, our smoked wings, tossed in those sauces. And then probably the thing I'm most excited about is we're putting prime rib on our menu.
I love prime rib, really.
I'm a big fan of prime rib. So we're going to have prime rib on our menu on Thursday through Sunday night from 4 to 9 p.m.
Very
so
nice.
So that's going to be available. Excited about it. We do it on our catering menu for weddings and events and different things. And I'm excited we're going to be bringing it into the restaurant so you can enjoy that. Slow smoke prime rib is just delicious. It's so good.
So I'm just looking at the calendar real quick. So that's going to start on December 2nd, which is really not that far away. We're talking about a week and a half because it's Monday.
10 days.
Monday, yeah. December 2nd. Yeah.
So excited about that. So look for that coming soon. And then I was like, those holiday feasts are available right now, and I think it's time to do that giveaway. I mean, we made them wait about 5 minutes. Okay. I think that was a good time.
I think that could work. Hang on a second here. I'm looking.
Are you ready?
So someone wanted to share a personal story about Sonny's. Okay, they were saying we're going to talk to you off the air, so I'll let you talk to this person.
Gotcha.
I'm looking at it now. I'm going, okay. All right, so we'll do the giveaway.
Gotcha. Giveaway time for the family feast. So we got that spiral cut honey glazed ham. And let's see, we're going to do, I'm looking at 92.3 on the wall. So let's do the third person to text in honey glazed ham.
Okay.
Got to do the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Honey glazed ham is going to win. The third person to text in honey glazed ham is going to win that spiral cut smoked ham.
From Sonny's Barbecue.
From Sonny's Barbecue.
Right here on Pep Talk. Now here's the number, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Third person that text in honey
glazed
ham. That's what you got to put in the subject line. And then we'll pick a winner. Oh my God, the place just blew up.
Blown up. So we got to. All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, one other thing that I needed to talk about is congratulations to Cat Country.
Yes, they won. Was a big week this week.
Yeah, big
for Cat
week.
Country.
They're at the CMAs.
They were on television.
On TV.
Mary and Dave Hoxing.
Saw the pictures. They looked amazing. It looked like a great time.
Small country station of the year is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, when you think of all the stations around this country, particularly in the smaller markets, that is something to be proud of.
And it's not the first time that they won it, I don't think.
No, it's not.
So congratulations, ADX, Mary, and the whole Cat crew, everybody, y'all do such an amazing job and appreciate everything, y'all. And I think they're all out at at Cordova Mall this morning. So we'll shout that out.
For sure. We have the Manna Food Pantry's food drive, Fill the Mayflower. I'll be out there after I get off the show this morning. But every Cat Country's out there. All of our stations folks will be there all day. This goes till 6 o'clock. Canned goods, peanut butter, oatmeal, any of those kind of
non-perishables.
And then if you don't have time, you just drive through and hand it to somebody. You don't even have to get out of the car.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, combined, just give us a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Because Manna Food Pantries is year-round, and they will use that money year-round to help people that are food insecure,
absolutely,
not just for the holidays.
It's a great program.
All right, here we go. Let me see here. Who we got? One, two, three. Yeah, we need that music.
We're not supposed to have dead air. This is radio,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know. Well, let's see. I don't have a name on this one.
Uh-oh.
So let's
better
see.
Better respond quick.
Yep. Okay. We've got... All right, this is the number, and I'm going to say what the number ends in, and I need you to text me your name right away.
Okay.
So listen up. The winner for the sliced glazed ham from Sonny's Barbecue, the last four digits of your phone number, 7405. Okay, so 7405, I need you to text me your name and an email address, date of birth, phone number, all that good stuff. But go ahead and text
Social
that to me.
Social Security, credit card number.
That's
no,
right.
No, no, not at all that. No. Get me in trouble.
But you are a winner this morning, so I will be texting you back and emailing you. So we don't have a name to get out of there, but we do
have
a
winner. Figure out who that is soon. We're sure they'll reach back out. If not, we'll confirm with them shortly.
Perfect. So congratulations, and thank you for doing that. That's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice perfect little treat timing for their Thanksgiving feast.
Perfect timing.
So one other thing's going on this weekend. You have the remote area medical clinic going on out at the Pensacola Fairgrounds. So anybody who needs free medical services, they will be able to go out there, get your teeth pulled. I think they're doing x-rays, mammograms. I think they're doing a number of different medical services. So I think there's over 300 volunteers that are going to be medical volunteers. They're going to be there helping to provide services free of charge, completely free of charge to people in the community who may not have access for whatever reason to traditional medical care. So
that's great.
That's going on at the Pensacola Fairgrounds. I believe they're going to start at 8 or 9 a.m.
Is that this weekend?
That is this weekend. Okay. So starting Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be out there pretty much all day. So.
And don't forget, the Creek Festival is also this weekend.
The Creek Festival.
Yes. Fabulous event that goes on that's going to be for the next 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Okay, our winner's name, Chris Kinley. Congratulations, Chris.
So
you've got the sliced, glazed ham.
And glad to know you're still listening to the show.
Yes. So congratulations. And we'll be doing this again, of course. Every time we have Eldon Scott from Sunny's Barbecue on, we do a little special giveaway.
Which is nice. Got to make it a little fun, a little giveaway.
Yes, it's that time of year.
Spread
for
that
sure.
spirit of barbecue.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
So there is a couple minutes left here, Eldon. Is there anything we haven't talked this morning that you wanted to let folks know about? We talked about the new menu starting up on December 2nd.
Yep,
we've talked about banqueting and catering and being able to do the holiday parties. I love the gift cards with bonus bucks.
Yeah,
that's high on my list because I'm thinking that might be a really good Secret Santa kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing I can think of, you got family coming in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get tired of that meal. So come see us at Sonny's.
It's such a great atmosphere for families.
And we like to say we're specialists in Southern hospitality. You know, so you need to have that good family meal. Barbecue is one of those that it feels like a family meal, right? You sit around the table.
Absolutely.
Your fingers are a little bit dirty from the barbecue sauce.
It's not formal. You have to worry about which fork goes with which thing.
Lots of sweet tea,
Sweet. You're not saying that right.
Sweet.
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 Sweet tea. Sweet tea. You want some sweet tea?
And it's sweet. It's sweet at Sunny's.
It's good. I've had it. It's
great tea. You know what? We get so many. It would be all over different places, and people are like, y'all's just sweet tea is just the best out of everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
I will echo that for sure.
Yeah. Yesterday, one of the other people, Miss Jamie from Lutheran Services, they had Thanksgiving parties at their homeless shelters.
Uh-huh.
So they needed some turkey for their two shelters. And so she was at the event last night at the Pensacola Young Professionals. She heard me on short notice, was with the Greater Pensacola Chamber on Wednesday for the Naval State of Affairs conference or luncheon that they did. And she overheard me talking about the holiday feast. And she's like, I need turkey. So we coordinated so they can pick up some turkey from one location and turkey from another location to, make sure that both locations got fed with warm turkey as close as they could to, the time they were feeding.
Perfect.
And so she came up and she was like, oh, my gosh, Eldon, that turkey was so good. So if you've not had the Sunny Smoked Turkey, y'all got to come try it.
All right. You just heard it from Eldon and Scott. We're out of time.
And what
Sonny's
better
barbecue?
And what better week than Thanksgiving week? So
that's
come see
right.
us at Sonny's.
It's always sunny here on Pep Talk with Eldon Scott and Sonny's Barbecue. We're going to break now for the news, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks, Eldon,
Thanks,
for everything.
Meg.
Okay.
Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.